ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday, Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starrcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede. Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Bogey, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joint World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA, and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and friends thought they win. Look, Schiavone's back again. World title split off center stage. Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro. New World Order and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad. Not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh. Lowest rules can't pass. This wasn't the initial plan. Tom's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair. Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host. Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to What Happened When? A little bonus action here for patreon.com/WHW Monday. Tony, I'm having a good time tonight, man. I'm really fired up about hanging out with you. How are you?
Man, I am great. I am scared to death now because we're just slowly getting over the coronavirus. Slowly, slowly. And now we've got the murder bees from Japan.
Murder bees.
Murder. Well, you can't go out of the house. I'm fucking afraid to go out of the house. I'm scared.
Well, Lois has been afraid to go out of the house for a long time, right?
Well, don't confuse afraid with being just trifling.
Trifling? Have you listened to a lot of Trick Daddy lately? A lot of 90s rap. What's going on, trifling?
Is that a 90s rap term, trifling?
Yeah. I mean, it's basically nappy dugout without, you know, the vagina.
All right, well, trifling is an old redneck Craigsville word.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you like James?
Do what?
Do you like James?
James?
You know, Mr. Ross, James Ross.
Oh, JR, yes. Yes, very much. Of course.
My question is, may I be so bold as to do my impression of him doing a podcast when I'm talking?
Yeah. Lot of ice in there.
What are we talking about, Connie? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we were tasked with watching Dustin Rhodes portray not the Natural, not Gold Dust, not the artist formerly known as Gold Dust, not Dustin Reynolds, but Seven. Mm. The forgotten character of Dustin Rhodes. From WCW in 1999. Do me a favor, fire up your WWE network, go to in-ring, find WCW Monday Nitro, click 1999, scroll down until you see November 8th. And when you get to November 8th, 1999, pull up 49 minutes and 11 seconds. We're going to see the exploding cat's ass or the exploding vagina logo on the left and on the right. That horrible basic bitch ring from WCW. It's 49 minutes, 11 seconds on November 8th, 1999.
Tony, wow.
I'm ready when you are.
Quincy Charles recommended this.
Hey, before we get going on this, where are you at on Quincy's, the restaurant?
Are they still around?
No, they're not, but they were the fucking shit when they were. Or were they not?
They were better than the other ones, weren't they?
You know what? I just looked and it looks like perhaps there is a Quincy's, but it's like in Toccoa,
Georgia.
Yeah.
What? Hey, Quincy's, Golden Corral, all those, you know, the first one was Bonanza. Do you remember Bonanza?
I do not remember Bonanza. Here's what I remember about Quincy's though. They had like a stainless steel plate. It was like a black plate holder. Right. And they would always put what we thought at the time was goddamn garnish next to the potato and the steak. Now we realize, no, they'll put some dirt in that, chop it up, and charge you out the ass talking about kale. All of a sudden, kale, which was a goddamn garnish at Quincy Steakhouse back in the day with the big fat yeast rolls. Don't even act like you didn't love that shit. Yeah, well, now they've convinced us that the garnish at Quincy's is a salad. I don't buy it, Connie. I don't buy it. It's the goddamn fucking millennials looking for their push. Out here trying to pretend to kick each other in the face and go slap in the leg. That's how you know it hurts, Connie. You see it? Slap the leg.
You must enjoy your time with him each week.
Dude, it is so fun. I mean, he really is like the voice of professional wrestling. And my uncle, who is an alcoholic. Anyway, that's the story for another time. He texted me the other day and said, JR should just do Mean Gene shit ringside. They need Jim Ross on this show. He's the voice of wrestling. He's the Keith Jackson of wrestling.
Wow.
And a lot of our younger listeners may not recognize that, but as a Hall of Fame broadcaster yourself, tell them about a motherfucker named Keith Jackson.
Pumba, Pumba. He's the voice of college football.
Without always question. Will be.
Yeah.
Can I tell you who's giving him a run for his money lately?
You could say Brad Nessler.
Yeah, or Brent Marsberger, either one.
Yeah, Brad Nessler. Brad Nessler's a good friend of the show.
Tremendous friend of the show, an Atlantean, a friend of Flair, an FOF.
Well, we won't hold that against him.
He's an FFOF. Mm-hmm. He's a former friend of Flair.
Well, most of us are.
Well, I think he and Arn have something in common.
Okay.
November 8th, 1999, 49 minutes, 11 seconds. What are we doing this? You're going to have Lois give us a countdown? You're going to do it in a funny racist voice? We're going to have Bug just fart right into the microphone, put some extra cheese on it. What are we doing?
Funny racist voice. How dare ye?
Okay. Well, hypothetically, if you were going to battle Chuck Norris.
Okay.
In a straight to VHS movie.
Okay.
Hypothetically, when the credits rolled at the end, and it's Tony Schiavone on the right. What would your character name be on the left?
Okay. It would be Old Commentary Ninja, I guess. I mean,
I feel like that's it. You nailed it.
Okay. Okay. So, time for the Old Commentary Ninja to give you a countdown. When he says play, hit play. Ready?
I'm ready.
Conrad Thompson. 3, 2, 1, play.
Track it.
Glad it's over there. What is that figure? Oh, would you? I've never seen any type of entrance like this. He is floating to the ring. You know, this is the guy that we had seen so much about.
At the window.
In the window, that's
the
right.
The little kid.
Talking about darkness will fall over WCW. Literally, here it is. He's finally made his arrival. We do not know.
And what an arrival.
Well, it's like nothing we've ever seen. We do not know exactly what his name is or what he's all about, but what he has promised is something like we have never seen here at WCW. And
big guy
rises right over the ropes.
Boy, you got me.
And we've got your attention, I do believe.
100%.
Oh,
Want everybody in here to take a good long look at this crap I'm in.
What?
I left the World Wrestling Federation for gimmicks like this. All of you don't know I was Goldust, and Goldust sucked. Goldust nearly ruined my wrestling career. You see, I wanted to come back to WCW because this is home for me, and I wanted to be just me, because that's what I can do, just be me. But the powers that be came to me and they said, Dustin, you know, Dustin sucks. Dustin is boring. So I here now, I stand before you, and oh, my new name is Seven, by the way, so. They've dressed me up like Uncle Fester to play trick or treat all year long. Powers that be, what you can do is take gold dust and shove it up your ass. You can take this silly looking thing, Seven, and shove it up your ass. And you both can kiss my ass. Now last week, my father called me Dusty Rhodes. And it seems that he's no longer with this company after 25 years of building everything that you see right here and right now. They kicked him to the curb like he was a piece of shit. Well, powers that be, that hadn't cut the mustard, and now you got to deal with me because you disrespected my father, you disrespected the Rhodes name, and you disrespected me for the last damn time. You understand? So from this moment on tonight and to the end of your lives, I am going to make your life a miserable hell. I'm going to make WCW a miserable hell and TNT too. So, boys, I know you're back there staring. Your little fat faces in the monitor looking at me. You know one thing. Tonight and forevermore, you will never, ever forget the name of Dustin Rhodes.
Tony?
Well, that's a pretty heartfelt interview there, wouldn't you say?
It was. What'd you think?
Well, when I first saw this, now, you know what? I'm going to start with this, Conrad.
Okay.
I have no recollection of this at all.
No, I feel like, and I don't mean this to be funny, because Lord, I know it sounds like it, but I've sometimes heard that victims of traumatic events or crimes or things like that, they'll block out painful memories.
Right.
Just almost in like self-preservation mode.
Right.
And I feel like you on some level choose to look back at your wrestling career with rose-colored glasses, and you try to just remember the good times. And if it was something that was less than awesome, it just runs together. Similar to, and I know a lot of our fans probably think, oh, well, I don't get that. This was such a monumental moment to me. No, sure. But to Tony, it was a job. So for instance, if you work in a tire shop, do you remember the green Ford XLT 1991 Ford Explorer you changed the tires on November 8th, 1999? No.
Right.
And so you may see video of yourself doing it and say, well, yeah, that's me doing it, but fuck, I don't remember doing it. That to me, Seven, was your 1991 green Ford Explorer XLT.
Yeah. Or it was the horrible car crash and you had amnesia because of it. When I first saw that, when we were first watching it just now, I'm thinking, oh God, is this an Undertaker ripoff or what?
Oh, the worst kind too. Cause here's the deal. I mean, I don't mean to be ugly, but I could see them wires, Tony. He wasn't really floating to the ring. Y'all were lying.
Yeah. Well, we were going by the script, or Conrad, we're going by the goddamn script. Now, don't you blame us for any of that shit. We're just going by what we were told to say. You think we should have said, that motherfucker got some wires coming down. That ain't no fucking floating. What's wrong, Bobby Heenan? You smoking a doobie?
Did you just say that ain't no floating?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was, whoa.
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 In my mind.
Okay.
When I go back and I remember Dustin Rhodes.
Sure.
I remember The Natural.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I remember Goldust because how could you not?
Right.
And now I remember the Dustin Rhodes we have today. I cannot connect the dots. I cannot tell you where Dustin Rhodes was between the time that Goldust ended and the time he became Dustin Rhodes in AEW. Mm-hmm. And I know that, I mean, there was obviously this character for a brief period of time. So that's how I'm so disconnected with his history. And I guess it's good that I forgot this because I'm sure he would like to.
Yeah, he would like to. I mean, listen, it wasn't a hit. The thing, if I'm honest with you, that was weirdest about it to me is that he's acknowledging a WWE character.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why would you do that?
I know. And you know, if, we are, by the way, this is November 8th, 1999. If you scroll through this, like we have done, and you see another part of it, it says Kevin Nash mentions Undertaker and Stone Cold. Isn't that interesting?
Really? That's on this same show?
That's on the same show.
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm going to pull it to it. I'm going to do it right now too, because it's 1 hour, 14 minutes and 43 seconds. Tony, you want to click it over there? 1 hour,
yeah,
14
yeah,
minutes, 43 seconds.
I do. I want you to track it. And so when we do, and you'll see Kevin Nash, he'll be dressed up like the Grand Wizard. And looks like Scott Hall is dressed up like Walter Payton. Ready?
Give her by the time code one more time.
1:14:43.
All right.
1 hour, 14 minutes, 43 seconds.
Count me down, there, but this time he's okay. Different racist voice.
Different racist voice?
Yeah.
Do a
black guy. You saw one in the crowd once.
I don't have to do a black guy.
All right, do a white guy.
Do a white guy? How about white trash redneck Craigsville?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
There you go. Great. Two. Hold on a sec. Farted. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
A couple of beverages after the show tonight, Kev?
Nice. Couple, Scott. You know what?
What?
I'm your manager. I'm going to take your mind off this match. Let me get into character. You whacked.
Security guard, the envelope, please.
Oh, the envelope, please.
Medically sealed in a mayonnaise jar on the front porch of Funkin' Wagnalls since 2 o'clock this afternoon. The answer is 316.
316.
That's what I said. That's what we did. The number of times The Undertaker has worked a pay-per-view main event with Austin.
Was it really that many times?
Yeah, we've been
drunk for an entire year, bro.
Drunk times.
Oh, party police. Like you were right there by my side.
I can't believe this. My knees.
Tony. Tony.
What were we doing?
Well, do you want to guess who the writer was?
I know who it was.
Who was it?
It was Vince Russo.
Oh, how dare you? You just assume because this wasn't very good.
No. I just know that Vince Russo was the writer during this time.
All right, hang on now. You can't remember shit based on the archives of WHW.
Well,
how do
yeah.
you remember this?
Well, I just remember the era.
Okay. Here's the deal. He started in October. This is 1 month later. You're exactly right. I just wanted to bust your balls.
Thank you. Well, there you go. So 316, the number of times The Undertaker and Steve Austin.
Well, you know, the person who wanted us to watch this show, they kind of wanted your opinions about 7.
Yeah. Well, I think 7 sucked. And I think Dustin did as good about with it as he could have, I guess. And I guess they wanted him to, I guess the idea was, not to shit on Dustin, but to shit on the WWF, right?
Right.
And by doing this, we put more attention on the WWF than we needed to, I would think.
It's just a...
It would... Yeah, it would be like us today in the AEW going out and saying something about, I don't know, Charlotte Flair or Becky Lynch or whomever they got main eventing now. Or go out and talk about WrestleMania. You just don't do that because it serves no good purpose, I feel. Other people may think it does, but I feel that by talking about the other company, by knocking them directly, by saying names, like saying Goldust's name, like saying Steve Austin, like saying The Undertaker's name, I think it serves no good purpose. It makes you look like, to me, it makes you look like a wannabe.
With that in mind, do you want to say anything about Major League Wrestling?
MLW?
Right.
I know.
Okay. I just didn't know if you were going to
cut. I certainly hope they're doing well.
I mean, how could anybody be doing well right now, Tony? You being a cocksucker?
No. I they still got a TV deal, don't they?
I mean, I guess, but no, I mean, who's watching TV right now? You know.
Well, hopefully on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, everybody is.
Well, I mean, the ratings are proving that's not exactly true. Less people are watching right now.
Well,
why do you think that is too? I know we're veering off subject. I mean, you think it's because, and listen, CM Punk is loud and proud out front saying, I find wrestling to be unwatchable without a crowd. And I think a lot of people, I mean, even Dave Meltzer recently tweeted, you know, with so few people watch, those of you who used to watch WWE or AEW, when things get back to normal, will you come back? Mm-hmm. It was an interesting conversation because so many fans on Twitter still follow wrestling accounts, but they don't watch wrestling on a regular basis anymore because they just find the empty arena shows to be unbearable to watch.
Well, I think we're doing as good as we can.
Oh, I'm not arguing that. I mean, kudos to AEW. They've done a, in my opinion, much better job than WWE, but you can't say that it's the same without a crowd.
No, it's not. No, it's not same for the announcers. It's obviously not same for the wrestlers because they're not playing off the energy of the crowd.
Right.
So it's not, and it's tough. Will they come back? I'd like to think they will. I read that Meltzer said that the numbers that we are getting right now is about as good as we're going to get
ever. Yeah. Or just during this bullshit,
during this bullshit.
I believe that.
Yeah. So I mean, I like to think that when it comes back, I think people are going to want to, I think there's going to be, we're going to bring back some people out of just curiosity.
I mean, for obvious reasons, I probably wouldn't say this on the main feed, but I have to admit, like, I've seen some clips of you and Jericho doing commentary, but I haven't seen a whole show. And I never miss an episode of Dynamite. I mean, you know, I would be texting you the whole time through the show and
right.
I mean, never right. missed them, but it's so weird to watch nope. wrestling right. empty. I mean, to the point that I'm not picking on AEW. I haven't watched NXT. I haven't watched WWE. I mean, I'm talking about Raw, SmackDown. I mean, Bruce is one of my best friends. I can't watch SmackDown. It's just, it's weird right now. And so thankfully I get my wrestling dose from watching old shows with you and, you know, fans are packed and going crazy. And again, that's not an indictment on anybody's creative or anything like that. It's just, it's not the same without a crowd, in my opinion.
Weird time.
It is. But you know what? I sort of low key blame you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you've admitted for a long, long time that you are a
what?
Weird guy.
A weird guy. And this is a weird time.
And I think you may have instigated it.
Okay. Well, let me give you some words of wisdom.
Well, okay. I feel like what you're about to say is also a t-shirt.
Okay. No, it can't be because it's a lot of words.
Okay.
We're all in this together.
Oh, fuck off.
We care about you.
No, we don't.
We're out here for you.
Not really.
In this troubled times.
We're behind a paywall.
In this extraordinary times.
Give us $29 a month.
Okay. Exactly. So much bullshit going on out there. We're certainly feeling for you and your family at this time.
We are. And if you would leave us a comment about what is upsetting you or bothering you at the present time below this post.
Yes.
Dave Civil will read it.
Yeah.
Intend to type us an email about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not do it.
That's right.
And then 1 month later, mm-hmm. post your comments when you guys are upset that we didn't say anything about your comments.
Mm, right.
And then he'll send it to us and say, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you ever notice that Dave Silva has ruined our lives?
Yeah. He's fucking worthless.
I mean, seriously, me and Bruce were having this conversation the other day. It's just like, what happened?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got a, our good buddy, Rajiv out in Sacramento, California. Talked to him on the phone the other day. And the reason I did was I saw, just by happenstance, I saw him say, him send a email to Dave on our
Patreon.
On Patreon. But we also have an email, helloslapdicks@gmail.com.
Okay, cool.
Send it to Dave. And the question was, why hasn't Tony called me yet?
Oh.
And I said, Dave, aren't you supposed to be keeping me apprised of all of our new patrons? And he said, yeah, I'll do better.
What? And how'd that make you feel?
It made me feel worthless. Really? And I usually feel worthless anyway. So
normal.
Yeah, normal. So, I called Rajiv. It was a nice talk. And if I haven't called you and you've been with us on Patreon for a while and I'm not supposed to call every level. And if I haven't called you, it's because there's a motherfucker out there that's not giving me the goddamn list. And I know he's busy right now doing mortgage shit.
No, he ain't. He's lying to you.
Okay.
I don't even, who are we talking about again?
Dave Silva.
Never heard of him.
Okay. You may have heard of him. He, very famous for getting a rich guy's car and messing up the rims.
You know, I used to know a guy like that.
Well told story in Huntsville, Alabama, as we were told.
Really? In my local community?
In your local community.
Did you know that Huntsville, Alabama resides in Madison County? And Madison County, Alabama leads the nation
mm-hmm.
in divorce.
Wow.
PhDs.
Okay.
And DUIs. That's per capita information.
Okay.
So more people here.
Right.
Compared to anywhere else in the United States, based on the number of people who live here, have PhDs,
mm-hmm.
divorces, and DUIs.
Wow.
What that tells me is we're a lot of smart people who make bad decisions.
That about sums it up succinctly.
Easy for you to say.
Yes.